whack wallop.
No! I have met 2 of your brothers and 11 of your cousins, and they were all evil. I can only assume you are also.
Ah, but if you saw 13 dogs with 5 legs, you might assume that the 14th dog you saw would also have 5 legs. Yet you would be wrong, for dogs have 4 legs.
Are you saying you're not evil?
Yes.
Then I apologize for implying you are an evil 5-legged dog. I see you received my letter, for conditions in your office are much improved. Is that real fur you're wearing?
Yes, Welsh mountain tiger trimmed with dodo feathers. Would you care for a glass of unicorn liqueur?
After I have inspected my factory.
Of course. If you wait here for a few seconds, I shall ensure everything is ready.
Those few seconds turned out to be 7 hours, during which I heard copious activity. Presumably the normal, completely unsuspicious workings of a factory.
Now, if you'd like to accompany me...
The factory was delightful.
Notice the very fresh flowers and the uplifting murals of joy.
The paint is still wet.
We redo them every day, lest the workers get bored. We constantly feed them champagne pie and lobster cordial.
Gosh, I am an enlightened industrialist.
You're both kind and wise, Mr. Bin. Like a generous owl.
You, worker man, what is your name?
Samuel Suffering, sir.
Do you like working here?
Yes. It is not now and never has been awful, and no one is terrified of Mr. Whackwallop.
Of course not. I'm lovely. Ow!
Did you just punch him?
Only with love.
My visit lifted my heart. At this rate, all poverty everywhere would be ended by next Tuesday. Alas, progress in London was not as swift.
The charity proceeds splendidly. This week I had 29 lunches with other charitable folk to discuss poverty.
Desist from your self-congratulatory catering arrangements. Tomorrow I shall take my entire fortune from the bank and you will distribute it directly to the poor.
But giving the money is so patronizing.
What would you do, dear wife?
I would tour the East End shouting, "This is your own fault. Pull yourselves together."
Where is your compassion?
The poor do not need compassion. They need a boot up their malnourished backsides. As the Bible says, kick them. Kick the stupid poor.
You vicious, heartless beast.
You patronizing, lily-livered wimp.
Leaving them to their uplifting moral discussion, I sought out Harry.
Pitbin, I have invented a new poverty-relieving device. Behold my new aid-distributing cannon. Now rich people can help the poor without going anywhere near them. I shall load this shepherd's pie, aim it at a distant povo, and then fire it.
Ah! It has knocked him out, possibly killed him.
I probably should have taken it out of the dish first.
It is excellent, Harry.
Really?
No.
Well, behold my next idea. Swans!
Harry, why don't you come with me to see how the sewer system is coming along?
Because I don't want to.
Come anyway.
So we set out, once more compassionately stepping over the dying street sweeper and his heartbreaking metaphors.
I fear my slinky is nearly down all the stairs.
Well, good luck with that.
At the end of the street was a gaping hole. The entrance to the sewer and the mighty things underway within. Vast caverns stretched beneath London like a gigantic brick-lined rabbit warren. But these tunnels were the work of man, not a 37-foot-tall brick-laying rabbit.
Ah, Mr. Vince, the game progresses well.
Game progresses well.
Cudgeman Dam is in place and the Hunterman Grouting is nearly finished.
No, Cudgeman Dam and Hunterman Grouting, no swans.
No. Oh, shut your face, you swan obsessed simpleton. I mean, ooh, hush up, cider or girtlash.
My sewage system was going to be a triumph. And my spirit soared further when on the way home I encountered Pippa distributing my money.
Hello, scabby old man. How are you?
Oh, I have this dreadful cough. I haven't eaten it in 3 years.
You suffer from both consumption and lack of consumption. Have some money.
God bless you, ma'am.
And I'll have it back, thank you.
Rightly, what are you doing?
By giving them money, you take away their self-respect. And I shall take your chair as well, rancid poor person.
Why?
Does just not to him say, stand up for Jesus.
You are being ridiculous, Ripley.
Then you call God ridiculous. What does the Bible not say? He or she